This is The Parenting Show with Pina Crispo from chicmama.ca. Toronto's news, today's talk, 640 Toronto.
Happy Sunday and welcome to The Parenting Show. I'm your host, Pina Crispo, chicmama.ca. The countdown is on. I am excited. It is almost Christmas time, which is my most favorite time of year. And every year I have a special, like, little show that we put together for you guys featuring my good friends and sisters, Laura and Josie Canone of the GG Media Group and Glamagals. They're the GG sisters. Girls, how are you? This is our fourth year doing this, like, Christmas show.
Right? Oh my God, we are so grateful each year you have us. It's like our little Christmas tradition.
Right? We have so much fun. We get together and we just get together and we shoot the shit about Christmas.
Yes, that's exactly what we do. This is like our hangout for the holidays. Our hangout for the holidays. Every year we see each other at this time of the year through a screen.
Next year,
we're doing it in person next year, Pina.
I know. We should have did it in person this year. My fail. Okay, guys. So Laura and Josie, it's December. The countdown is on. I haven't bought anything yet.
Have you? What? You're not alone.
No, I have actually. I really made use of Black Friday sales and bought stuff. Absolutely. I just was like, next. I just checking off the list.
Oh my God. I'm so happy for you.
Yeah, Laura's always ahead of the game.
But my house isn't decorated for the holidays yet. So they're like, it's the opposite.
So wait, does that mean no Christmas tree yet?
I haven't done it yet. I've been so swamped. So I'm hoping at least tonight or tomorrow we'll get it done. I keep saying it and I'm like, it just, something comes up. Like, Ella's in competitive volleyball now. So I have not had, every night is something. So I'm hoping.
That was the first thing I put up.
So Josie was the first thing you put up. Oh, yeah. But you haven't started your shopping yet. Laura hasn't done the tree, but started her shopping.
See how we're opposites?
You know what I call that? I call that balance.
Oh, I like that. And what about you, Pina? Your tree's up.
Tree is up. And we did like the Santa Claus parade to get into the spirit, you know.
Oh, we did too.
You know, so we did that and we did Winterfest to get into the spirit, but I haven't bought a single thing. And it is December 10th. And now I'm starting to get nervous.
Now it's getting real. Oh my gosh. Now that you just said that, I'm like, this tree better go up tonight.
But under pressure, we do better. Like I do. Last minute shopping, I always get it done quicker.
Okay, so we're gonna talk. Like, we need to talk about all this stuff. We need to talk about, like, shopping, gift ideas. Yes. We need to talk about entertaining. There's like holiday parties, like, coming out of every which way. I find.
Yes, so many get-togethers for the holidays.
Right. So, and then hosting, like, you know, are you having people over? What are we doing? So we're going to talk all about that stuff. And like we always do, but where should we start, guys? Okay. So wait, hold on. So, between us, we have, what is it? 6 kids. Laura, you've got 1. Ella.
Oh yeah. Josie has 2. Look at Josie's face. Like, what?
Yeah, no. We're 6 all together. Kids.
Yeah, you have 3. Josie has 2, and I have 1. I have the oldest, the teenager, Ella.
You've got a 13-year-old, Ella.
Yeah.
Then it's my Samantha, who's 12.
Oh my God. Liliana's 12 already. She's she's 6 or 7.
She's 12, eh?
Oh my goodness.
Yeah. And then Liliana's 10. But then how old's your Gianmarco?
So I have Gianmarco's 11, Alessandro's 6. So it's
okay. And then Marcus is 8. So we cover off like a good age group of people. So I need to know what have your kids asked for?
So I'll start off with Ella. So Ella has asked for anything from like cosmetic, skincare. Kids her teenage years are into this routine of get unready with me. I don't know if you've heard of this on TikTok, where getting unready is just as like important as getting ready. So that she spends an hour at night getting unready with her facials and her masks and her toners. So she has a whole routine. And then anything, believe it or not, my daughter is obsessed with Drake. So she wants everything OVO. And I'm like, it's so expensive. So you're getting like literally one thing. So that's all that's on her list. Oh, and this company Roller Rabbit in the US pajamas. That's it.
Okay. And you know what? I'm seeing similar things on Samantha and a little bit overlapping on Liliana, who are 12 and 10. You said Ella's 13. So Samantha, same thing. And it is this whole like
get unready
routine. Get unready routine. I can't even, it doesn't even come out of my mouth. It doesn't flow nicely.
It comes down to the hair too. They get their hair unready.
Yes. Okay. So it's like, I know Josie's like with the boys here.
With the boys, don't do that.
Has your daughters hit their Aritzia phase yet?
Yes. So Aritzia's on the list for Samantha. Yeah. The cosmetics and skincare on the list for Samantha. And you know what? I'm sure that there's a lot of parents at home listening too that have these girls in this age group, in our age group. And like, I look at it and I'm like, what do you need skincare and makeup for?
And it could be harmful too if you're not like looking at what they're getting.
Yes.
Because some of these TikTokers are showing them like these different like toners and acids, and it's not good for their face. So I should also caution parents, like just be very looking at what the ingredients are of what they want.
And I know that you guys are really good at that stuff because you guys have an amazing successful business called
Glamigal.
And you guys create all these natural products with these girls or these kids, I should say, that come in for visits, right? And their bath bombs and lotions and sprays and like creams and all kinds of stuff.
So there's definitely great natural products in our stores for the girls that you can get, from facial masks to the bath bombs, like you were saying, all made in Canada. But sometimes we just can't compete with Sephora and they want those too.
It's true. It's true. And that's where parents, I think we need to like do our homework and our research to find out like what exactly, like you said, Laura, like what exactly the product is, what ingredients it contains, because we don't want it to do harm, because it is a popular item. And I know all the girls within this like age group, that is what they're asking for.
Yeah.
So it's crazy. Okay. So they're asking for that. Liliana, like if we're going to go, so wait, no, actually Jamarco's next. He's 11. So what's an 11-year-old boy asking for,
right, Josie? Now, besides the big electronics, like he wants a PC and all this stuff. He wants mini sticks, mystery mini sticks. I'm on a hunt. Everyone's looking for them. They're like all the sports stores, Sports Check, Hockey Life, but they are a big thing where they unravel these mystery sticks from Bauer.
Oh, wow. I haven't even heard of this.
Oh, yes. It's huge. If you have kids in hockey, it is a thing. And that's the one requested item right now.
Okay. So that's Jamarco, who's 11. Let's go Liliana, who's 10. And while she's still asking for like some skincare products, she's not asking for Aritzia. But clothes is on the list. And we can't get out of this squishy mellow phase. What is such a popular item? Actually think is like a great little add-on too, if you're looking for like a little add-on gift, because they do come in different sizes and different price points. So yeah. There's so much, but you know what? Let's take a quick break and we're gonna come back with more of what's on the Christmas list and some Christmas gift ideas that are really popular for this 2023 holiday season. This is The Parenting Show right here on 640 Toronto, and we'll be back with more shortly.
Listening to The Parenting Show with Pina Crispo from chicmama.ca, Toronto's news, today's talk, 640 Toronto.
Welcome back. This is The Parenting Show right here on 640 Toronto, and I'm your host, Pina Crispo of chicmama.ca. I've got the Gigi sisters with me on the show tonight. It is our, Laura, what did you call it? It's our
holiday video.
Holiday Hangout. It's the fourth annual Holiday Hangout with Laura and Josie of the Gigi Sisters, the Gigi Media Group, and Glamagals. Like as if you guys don't have your hands full, eh?
Right? It's like next year, what's going to be the new addition to the Gigi? The Gigi something. Who knows what's coming next?
Right? Holiday planners.
Yeah.
Versus Christmas shoppers.
Yeah, the Gigi Cafe, the owners of the cafe.
Or maybe a restaurant. Who knows?
I love it. So before the break, we were talking about gift ideas. And so we went through Ella, who's 13. That's Laura's daughter. My Samantha, who's 12. Then we went to Josie's son, Gianmarco, who's 11. We were talking Liliana, what was on her list. She's my daughter, who's 10. And then that leaves us with the youngest boys, my Marcus and your teeny tiny one. Well, not so teeny tiny anymore. He's 7.
Now he's 6. Well, he's still small to me, my little one.
Right? Okay, so we got a 6 and an 8-year-old. I know for Marcus, on his list, he is a big baseball player. So just much like your Gianmarco being a hockey guy, Marcus is baseball. So he's got like jerseys on his Christmas list. Like he wants an Aaron Judge jersey. He also asked for... Guys, I love this. And parents, I know you're at home listening right now. How awesome is it going through their Christmas list? I laughed so hard at Marcus's when I came across this item. He asked for a red t-shirt. That's a best baseball player on it. How can you not get him this? Yeah, yeah, kid, you're getting that. Like,
I love their creativity.
Right?
I love the confidence.
I love it. No, but the fact that he wants that shirt, like, yeah, I want a shirt that says best baseball. Hey, you can have anything you want. You put your mind to it. You can have it all, honey. Smart kid.
I was like, yes, you are. I'm so getting you that shirt made, kid. We are doing this. So, yeah, so that's like Marcus is all baseball. And, yeah, back to electronics, video games. I think that's a huge one.
Huge. Our my daughter still plays her Fortnite and
right? Like video games are huge. You can't go wrong. And I think that covers like a huge age group.
Yeah, 100%. Even adults love Fortnite, like in all the gaming stuff. She tells me on her weekends, she's 30 years old, she likes to just play her video games at night. So yeah, adults love it too.
See, there you go. Okay. And that actually brings the family together sometimes too. Like get in there and play with your kids. We always complain about our kids being like, you know, on video games and stuff like that. I don't know. Pick a game and have some fun. Mario Party. Oh my God.
Mario Party. I was going to say.
I kill.
Right? Okay, that's something Alessandro was asking for is one of the wheels to do Mario Kart gaming.
See?
Right? Okay.
So that's a 6-year-old right there. Alessandro's 6. He's asking for gaming too. What else is on his list, Jos?
So he also is obsessed with Messi. So Messi, the soccer player. And like you said, Marcus, with the fun stuff they asked for, like some of his requests are like really interesting. He's like a Messi signed like iPad case. I'm like, oh.
Signed
iPad case from Messi.
Oh, okay. So like, hold on one second. Just make a phone call.
Tina, do you know Messi? Can you hook him up?
Second, hang on.
Messi's on the radio show next week talking about all the gifts he wants for Christmas.
We need to get that signed Messi case. But, like, it's fun to see. And honestly, they're into, like, the Nike Air shoes, like anything
Nike. Oh, yeah. Fashion is huge.
Right?
So fashion's huge. I honestly think when it comes to kids, you know what I also like to do is, and I've got like my nieces and nephews who are older, they're 18 and 20, 21. And I always like to give them a little gift, but then cash is king. They want the money. They want the money or the gift card so they can go shopping.
I struggle with these things these days. I know it's easy, but like, it's just, I feel like you lose Christmas when we're giving all this cash away. And
yes.
Or my mother-in-law's like, buy her the gift and say it's from me. And I'm like, buy them the gift yourself. I know we don't want to get them what they need, But I remember as a child, my aunt got me this gift and I was so happy because I didn't know I needed it or wanted it. But when I opened it, it was the best gift I got all Christmas. It was this waffle jacket from Guess. I'll never forget it. But I felt like we lose that spirit, that magic of Christmas if we don't do those things too, right? Or no?
No, absolutely. 1,000,000%, Laura. Like, I cannot agree enough. Like, you know, I ask my nieces and nephews every year, but they're at that age and they're like,
oh. I know.
So that's why what I do is I do buy them something small.
Oh, see, that's good. I
really want them to open something up. Yeah. You know, Ziapina over here, it's like, I'm so sentimental. So I want them to open something up. And then I'm like, okay, here's your money. Go do it.
Yeah, that's smart. Brilliant.
But you guys know that, like, because we're all the same on this, we're all big on experiences. And like for me, it's like, sure, I can buy you the shoes, but what can we do together that we can like smile, laugh, look back on like 5, 10, 25 years from now and right. remember those moments and go back to that day and the feelings we had at those moments. Like last year for Christmas, I got the girls floor seats for Ed Sheeran when he came this past summer.
Amazing.
And you know what? They will never forget that concert. Just this past week, Red Hot Chili Peppers tickets went on sale. Samantha is a huge Chili Peppers fan. I got her tickets. We're going.
Oh, yeah.
But, I know. But guys, like, look at it. Like, it's those moments, those experiences. And I think that we as parents sometimes have to, like, sit back, reevaluate. Like, fine, you want to give your kids something for Christmas? Like, do that. And you know what? Not everything has to cost a lot of money. Because right now, things are tough. Let's get real.
But like, listen, last year, Josie and the kids, she would get them in the truck, have some hot chocolate. Yes. Let's go on a Christmas light tour and check out houses with Christmas lights. Like, that's free.
Do it. Yeah, it was a little hack. Like, do a Friday night, get hot chocolate, get in the car, and just find the top houses that you know of with lights. And we would actually go around and, like, give fun ratings to the houses. Like, an amazing job or, like, love this.
That is so much fun. And those are the moments that they're going to remember. Are they going to remember unwrapping a gift and be like, oh, look, I got that. Pants, those leggings from Aritzia. No, they're not. But they're going to remember getting in the car with, you know, with their parents, with their brothers and sisters, with aunts and uncles, whoever, grandparents.
Yeah.
And going for those drives and remembering like those moments.
Or
you know,
game night, right? A family game night. Josie's been talking about this Twister game.
Oh yes.
So oh, yeah, tell us.
It gets you into this is actually a great gift idea. So it's called Twister Air. It's a new game that I was using with the kids where it's no longer the regular Twister mat. It's all like an app you download. You see yourself playing Twister in the screen. So do a game night. You know, if you want to get in the holiday spirit, that's why I love the holiday lights, but do a gingerbread night. You know, yes. Alessandro is decorating gingerbread anything right now. Like Laura bought him 10 gingerbread houses. But it gets them in the holiday spirit and like, you know, they're those memories of Christmas are being built, right?
Yeah, even like get in the kitchen and baking cookies together. Samantha said to me, she's like, Mama, she goes, it's time for your chocolate crinkle cookies. And I was like, yeah, you know what? Yeah, and that's the thing, right? Like I remember baking cookies with my parents at Christmas. I remember the holiday meals. I remember the visits we would go on and people would come to our home. You know what I mean? And we'd host. Oh, like this, see, but this is the thing. Easy. Like, and putting on the Christmas music. You guys know how big I am on that.
Yeah. Who's on your Christmas playlist? Are you listening to Taylor Swift, Pina?
Oh, Taylor Swift has always been a big one in the house. Since like the girls went to her concert 5 years ago, they've been fans for 6 years. So she's always... Yeah, it's always been a big one.
I did not get tickets.
No, I did not. But you know what? There's still time, and I have hope.
I have hope. Tina. We're going to be at that
Santa. Concert. Santa, we're putting
Santa,
it out there.
Put it out there for Santa.
But you know, we definitely need that magic.
Yeah, we're going to take a quick break, but we'll be back with more. Don't go anywhere. This is the Parenting Show right here on 640 Toronto.
Welcome back to the Parenting Show with Pina Crispo from chicmama.ca, Toronto's news, today's talk, 640 Toronto.
It is Sunday night and you are tuned into the Parenting Show right here on 640 Toronto. We are talking all things Christmas. It is, I already forgot, Laura, I keep forgetting, what are we calling this?
The holiday hangout.
Holiday hangout with
the never-ending holiday hangout.
The fourth annual holiday hangout with there Laura and Josie Canone of the Gigi Sisters, Gigi Media Group, Glamma Gals. They do it all. Amazing entrepreneurs, by the way. Guys, I got a shout out. Like, kudos to you. You guys work your butts off and you are incredible mamas. So much love going out your way.
Appreciate that, Pina. And we appreciate you.
You're too good. Now, like, I'm not saying it because it's like this is the time of year. Every day we need to be grateful for what we have and just like take a look at our surroundings and be like, wow, I'm blessed. The mere fact that we woke up today.
You nailed it. We're lucky that the minute we open our eyes, we got this.
Right? Exactly. And so I am blessed for having two incredible women like you in my life. And for the longest time too, since high school, you know, like we go way back.
Like Pina, that's like 25.
Stop it.
Like 25 years, girlfriend.
Say how many years, Laura?
Okay, fine.
Five years ago, I graduated.
10 years. Speaking of high school, we have some friends from high school. We need to kind of help out this season, right?
Yes. And you know what? Your head was going in the same place mine was, you know, talking about the holidays and helping people out.
Yeah.
You know what? It is the time to give back. You know, I know that like we have our lists of things that we may want, but I think it's really important that we sit down with our kids too and talk about the real important things. And before we get to that, I actually want to pull up Samantha's letter that I noticed for Christmas. And guys, she had me in tears. She was writing her letter to Santa. And she started off with saying, "How have you been doing in the North Pole? I know most kids start by asking you for toys right away, but this year, the most important thing I would like to ask you for is to keep me and my family and friends healthy."
Oh my God.
She didn't say that.
Like,
how old is
she again?
She's 12.
Yeah. She's 12.
And she then went on to say, like, you know, this is what I have on my list, but I will tell you the top three that I would like and top three I need. By need, I am trying to say to keep me healthy, to keep me clean, to keep me warm during this winter season.
That girl is an old soul, wise beyond her years, Pina.
Right?
But you know what, guys? Like, it just, like, I started to bawl my eyes out. And I was like, this is what Christmas is about. You know, it's about, you know, being grateful for what we have, counting our blessings, acknowledging, you know what I mean, the good people and all the good that we have surrounding us, because right now, you know what, there's a lot of bad in this world, but we need to be positive and we need to be there for each other, because it's also a really hard time of year for many. Like, you know, you girls have lost your dad, I've lost my dad, and this time of year brings back a lot of great memories, but they can also be painful at the same time. I just recently lost my girlfriend Adele. It's going to be our first Christmas without her, and it's really shit. There's people that don't have families to celebrate with, right? So we need to do what we can to help out. And we have someone in our life, talking about high school, like you mentioned, Laura and Josie, our girlfriend Sabrina.
Yes, and her beautiful.
And we love Sabrina. Sabrina is like one of those girls that's always smiling, always happy, positive. And she's got two incredible kids and an incredible husband that we always love to joke with. Yeah, and his name's Jonathan, or I always call him Jono, right? We call him Jono.
Yes.
And he's got an incredible business, and he's started something up where he's like, does all these amazing art designs on these sneakers. right?
For kids, and he puts smiles on their faces. Like, you know, he makes them as a business, but then he also gives back once a month a pair to a family or child in need. He's such a good man.
It's beautiful. But now Jono needs our help, right?
He totally does. Absolutely. He needs a liver.
Yeah.
So basically he's looking for a specific type of blood type B and zero, I believe. If you don't have it, you still can get tested. If you go to follow him, Pina, I don't know if you have the right.
It's yeah.
So Five Clean Kicks on Instagram. His story's there.
You can, if you guys at home want to check it out, want to check out his story as to what exactly is going on and how he needs help. And, you know, maybe one of you guys listening right now could be what he needs to save his life. And his account is 905 yes. Clean Kicks with a K. So KLEANKICKS.
And you're not just helping him, you're helping his family too. Like it's a full circle.
Yeah. And it even goes beyond that. Like you're not only helping Jono, you know, because he needs this liver, you're helping his family. That's our beautiful Sabrina and their kids and his extended family, but also his friends, because we love him. Right. And we want him to be healthy and happy.
And we want him on the other side of this, right?
Absolutely. And I have no doubt that he will.
I believe.
Yeah. I have no doubt that he will. But yeah, definitely go check him out. Check out his story. Get tested. See how you can become a live donor. It is 905 Clean with a K Kicks. Okay, guys, go check that out. But yeah, we need to give back. We need to do what we can. And a lot of the times, like, it doesn't cost anything but some time, right?
It's just time.
And sometimes we can even have some fun while giving back.
There's lots of experiences. Yeah, that you can.
You girls know about two good places we can go to for great experience and while helping some great people.
You nailed it. So part of the DG Media Group is we create activations for brands, and two of our clients, Mapleview Center in Burlington and the Oshawa Center in Oshawa, they're having a gingerbread experience where you can go in and decorate a gingerbread cookie. And it's a whole experience for about 20 minutes, and it's all decorated, the entire facility, into a whimsical gingerbread village. So there's the one at Oshawa is called the Gingerbread Village, and the one in Mapleview at Burlington is called Gingerbread Magic. All proceeds from your tickets go directly to the local hospital. So for Mapleview, it goes to the McMaster Children's Hospital. And for Oshawa, it goes to the Lake Ridge Health Foundation. And specifically for that one, it goes to the Our Cancer Program at Lake Ridge Health. So we've all been affected by cancer. Pina, you were just speaking of your friend that was affected by cancer as well. Everybody has been touched by cancer in one way or another. So these are two causes very close to our hearts. So the kids can make a gingerbread cookie. Plus, it's also giving back, and you're teaching them at a young age how to give back, how to have empathy, and that these are things that we should be doing during the holidays.
I love that. I think it's really important. Like, and I see you guys doing this stuff with your kids all the time. Like Josie, I remember, like, you know, seeing Alessandro, you're like carrying him, like all bundled up, little baby, and going about these different events and helping and giving back. And I think that, you know, ultimately that's what Christmas is about. It's that love. It's that support. It doesn't even matter, you know, who you are, where you're from, what part of the world you're from, what you believe in, what you don't believe in. It is just taking that, like, empathy, that compassion, that love, that support to the next level for, you know, humans.
Our children see it through us. It's the season of giving and teaching it at a young age. It's something, you know, they should be a part of and learn more about it. And even just these little events, they're enjoying it, but they're also understanding what they're there for. And it's definitely the core of what we're all about for the holidays, right?
Right. And like you said, they're looking at us as parents. Like, you know what? When we had kids, the minute that we became parents, whether you like it or not, you signed up for this. You signed up for this, and our kids are looking to us to be role models and to set these examples for them. And it's up to us to put out good human beings into the world, right? We are talking Christmas on the show tonight. Don't go anywhere because we've got more right after the break. This is The Parenting Show right here on 640 Toronto.
You're listening to The Parenting Show with Pina Crispo from chicmama.ca, Toronto's news. Today's talk, 640 Toronto.
This is The Parenting Show right here on 640 Toronto, and I'm your host, Pina Crispo of chicmama.ca. It is our holiday hangout. Laura, I got it this time.
Wow, I am so proud of you, Pina.
The whole show to remember that we named it the holiday hangout, the fourth annual holiday hangout with Laura and Josie Canone, the Gigi sisters of Gigi Media Group and Glamagals. And guys, off the air, we were just talking about like holiday trends.
Yes.
Huge. Holiday trends. Okay, what's trending? Because Laura, you said something so weird to me when you're talking about like, oh, did you, you know, like when you get your presents, you got to start wrapping them this way. And I was like, what did you just say?
So everyone, like, listen, there's tons of wrapping paper that you can buy, but parchment paper, wrapping paper, with some white like string and like a green piece of a Christmas tree from outside or a pine cone. And there you have a minimalist Christmas tree gift. And you didn't spend that much money on wrapping paper because you're just using parchment paper. Not parchment paper. Is it parchment paper? Like the brown paper, the butcher block.
That paper. I thought
craft paper.
I screwed up. It's butcher block paper. Or what is it?
Okay. So
it's craft paper. And then the kids can draw on it and design. And
they can draw on it. They can make it. Or if you buy a Christmas card, you can write on it saying Merry Christmas.
Save.
Or
I like that.
So hold on though. I was kind of down with the parchment paper idea because I was thinking I can reuse that after.
Yeah, because that parchment paper, you buy that Costco block, it never ends, that parchment paper. You can just keep
using it. The parchment paper is more expensive than the
craft paper. No, we're not using parchment paper on your gifts. We're using craft paper.
We might have just developed a new trend, though. Just saying.
Josie, there's a top hack for you, girlfriend.
So to up it, there's another one. Instead of buying boxes, use your old like aluminum foil box. Like you put the aluminum foil and wrap it to put cookies in, or like a Pringles box that you have chips in, you can wrap it.
Yeah, to put cookies in.
Holiday cookies. Reusing.
Oh my God, that just brought me back to elementary school. Reduce, reuse, recycle.
Yeah.
So we're doing that.
Thrifting.
The butcher block, the craft paper. What else?
So another big thing trending right now for if you're going to holiday parties for potlucks is doing Christmas boards where everyone attending brings a different charcuterie board. One has dessert, one has cookies, one has the drinks board, one has a chicken McDonald's board. So this way, Christmas boards are a huge thing where you're coming to parties with a board fun and decorated.
Oh, I want the board with the chicken nuggets and cheeseburgers.
Right? That's a fun board. Or the chocolate board. It helps bringing things for the potluck. And then you show everyone bringing in these delicious boards. So it's a fun one.
Okay. So Josie, like right now, my head is on that board with chicken nuggets and cheeseburgers. And then you said potluck, but I just got the first part of that. And I was like, that sounds like a great part.
You're so funny. It's bringing all the different foods in.
But I love it because you know what? Actually, when you're entertaining, I'd rather have, those little things to like nibble on throughout the night than to actually sit down and have a meal. Like, I just want to talk. I want to talk. I want to laugh. I want to play those games like you said, Josie. You know, you're talking about the air twister. However, for us parents, let's kick it old school and go twister.
Let's do that. Let me just go back to the OG. Okay, back to gifting.
Oh, yes.
Is it like a thrift store for cookies and buy old Christmas plates and put cookies in there and give them to someone? Because you know you don't want that plate back. So this way, you're also helping the environment. You're thrifting and you use an old plate that you bought at the thrift store.
I like that.
Right?
That's really cute.
Oh, I have another one, guys. Another big trend. I'm going to try this holiday.
It's the showtime.
I'm going to up it, Laura. And is I'm seeing a lot of like, which I'm going to do for a appetizer, is a Christmas tree cheese board. So basically you wrap cream cheese with Saran wrap with like any other like seasoning you want. You put it in the middle of the board, get all your crackers around, and add some like parsley, rosemary to make it a fun, pretty looking tree. And your little cherry on the top of the tree, literally turning
scoop and dip
trees and candy canes.
Oh my gosh!
Yeah,
look at that. These are so great,
right?
Yeah,
I can one up it. You have You have a friend night, and you buy old frames from the thrift store that have like a theme to it, and you paint on top of them a Christmas theme, so you have your own Christmas picture frame.
Oh my god! It's like your own little paint mat.
Right, but come up with that right now.
Yeah, but let me just tell you how I cheated it. Halloween, they did one where you add a ghost to an old frame. So now we do a Christmas version of it where you make it a Christmas one.
Yeah, you do Santa Claus or Frosty or like Rudolph.
So you find like an old frame at a thrift store that has like a nice scene in it and add a Christmas tree or a Frosty. And there you go.
Let's get real, guys. You know what person I would be at that party. You know me well. Mine would look like a hot mess. And I'm just asking the person next to me to paint mine for me too.
Or you'd add some type of music lyric to it from one of your favorite songs.
I would. Okay. You know what? Okay. Oh, yeah. Can we just go around? We need to go around. If you have a Christmas song to share with those listening at home to add to their playlist, their Christmas playlist, I want a song. We're each going to give a song. Laura, what would your song be?
I love the Christmas Tree Farm from Taylor Swift.
Okay. Well, hey, Taylor Swift talking about trending. She's also trending. And so that's a great one. Love it. Okay. Jose,
So an oldie one, Feliz Navidad. I love it. And the kids love singing it.
She likes it because she sang it at her grade 3 Christmas concert. And she loves that song. That's Josie in grade 3. Josie's grade 3.
I love it. My kids love singing it. It just has a good beat to it.
You know what? It really gets me in the Christmas mood.
A Merry Christmas. I want to wish you a Merry Christmas.
From the bottom.
From the bottom. And my kids love it.
At home is probably like, oh, thank God this show is only once a year with these.
Tina, what's your favorite song?
Okay, so for me, I told you I'm sentimental. And every Christmas growing up, my dad and I used to listen to the Elvis Christmas album. And I still listen to it. And my girlfriend actually bought me the vinyl because my cassette was going to SHIT. And so it's Santa Bring My Baby Back to Me.
I gotta listen to that.
Oh, I will send it. So everyone, add these three songs. And wait, talking about Taylor Swift, because she's trending. Yes, and Laura, you mentioned the song. Glam Gals has something going on this holiday season with Taylor.
Yes, so Merry Swiftmas package. It's a Taylor Swift-inspired holiday-themed package at our Glam Gal Vaughn location. Glam Gal Ajax has another Taylor Swift package as well. And it is the most incredible package that you will...
Just like you make your own little Christmas tree farm globe, like very keen to whole like Taylor Swift. They do like fearless, frosty mini manicures. So like all of her song titles are like incorporated into that.
I love it. And you know what? Like actually talking about experiences, this would actually be something great if you're looking to gift someone with an experience, you know, one of the kids and stuff like that. I can tell you, my kids still remember all of their Glam Gal visits. Like, and it was so like I would bring the girls, and those of you listening at home, you're probably thinking, "Oh, it's just a girl thing." No, it's not.
I would bring
the girls. Yeah, I would bring the girls, and Marcus would be like,
"Boys and girls, everyone is welcome."
Yes, everyone. And he would love to wear his robe and sit there with the girls. I also
we need to have him back,
Jamarco. We should do it. So there's another package that we have called the Gingerbread Bake Shop. And Alessandro's going to it, actually, because you make gingerbread-scented slime. So if your kids are into gingerbread this holiday season.
Bring your son, Pina.
Okay, that's what we got to do.
Gingerbread.
You know what? I have to admit, every time we've gone, I think I've had more fun than the kids, and the kids have a ton of fun, but Pina, I have so much fun.
You need to make the slime too, Pina, and you need to do the Taylor Swiftness. We're going to hook you up.
We're going to do it all. I'm going to do that all. I'm going to go get parchment paper. I'm starting my own trend. I'm going to buy gifts, wrap it with parchment paper, and then tell them to reuse it for cookies in the oven. I'm going to add those songs to my playlist.
Done.
And you know what? We're going to spread love and cheer and good positive vibes. And we're also going to pray for our good friend, Jonathan.
You nailed it.
Right. So guys, don't forget to go check him out. It's 905 clean with a K kicks to find out more and to find out if you can be a live donor to help out the beautiful Ortepi family. But that's it for us, ladies.
Thanks for having us, Tina.
Thank you for making this like year four of the holiday hangout. See, I remembered. Yes. The end of the show. I remembered. Fourth annual holiday hangout with the Gigi sisters. Thank you so, so much. And for those of you listening at home, if you want to listen back to any of this craziness, you can do so on our podcast, anywhere that you like to download podcasts. But that is it for us. Stay tuned because next week we're going to have a great show talking all about holiday events in and around the city that you're not going to want to miss. Happy Sunday. Have a great night. And we'll catch you next time. This is The Parenting Show right here on 640 Toronto. And I'm your host, Pina Crispo of chicmama.ca.
Hi, it's Shauna, and I might be a bad parent because my kids think french fries are vegetables.
Hey, it's Ryan, and I might be a bad parent because I went out for wings when my wife was in the hospital after giving birth.
Johnny here. I might be a bad parent because in my house, the tooth fairy gives pocket change.
But we're not alone. Len emailed us and said his six-year-old daughter's Tarzan moment going from love seat to lazy boy by curtains made him more proud than any dance recital.
And Andy left his two-year-old at the rink.
All right, guys, I'm sure we're not alone. Like Andy's kid.
For stories and confessions like this, make sure you check out our podcast.
It's called Bad Parents, and it's available wherever you get your podcasts.
I left a glove at the rink.